For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're going to save some lives here today and make some people have some peace of mind through this hour through virtual imaging. They're on the air with us today. And we have Dr. Joe and we have Roman Aloisi. And we are taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And you've heard me talk about virtual imaging for years, and it's saving people's lives through heart scans. Well, they don't just do heart scans, they do other scans, and we're going to talk about that through this hour. So I want you to tune in, and we have some success stories to talk about, and you can learn how it can save your life and can save the life of a loved one. And by listening to this hour's program, you can call today and get a free heart scan for you and your spouse. So you and your spouse get a free heart scan simply by calling what, Roman?
The number is 770-730-0119. You can call today. You can call next week. You can call in the next couple weeks.
That is a super deal. That's for you and your spouse to get a free heart scan. And that gives you peace of mind knowing that you are taking the best care of your health that you possibly can. We have Dr. Joe in the studio.
Yes.
And thanks for waking your daughter up at the crack of dawn so she can make us muffins.
It's the traditional Belinda muffins.
It is tradition. And you know what? She needs to start selling these things. She needs to go on the market here. So, guys, tell us, how important is it to get a heart scan done on yourself and those you love?
Well, Belinda, I want to start the show off by talking about the four major causes of disease in or heart issues in our life. The first one is heart disease, obviously, but cancer is number two, procrastination is number three, and denial is number four. Mm-hmm. We all, you know, walk around feeling like we're invincible and obviously don't think about
it's not going to happen to me
or cancer, but it does. So we have to stop procrastinating and living in a denial state and come in and get your scan, see where your risk level is. Calcium scores are much better indicators of your overall heart health. Better than a stress test, better than an EKG, and more importantly, we should be tracking our plaque because heart disease is a progressive disease.
Whether you have a family history of heart disease, your lifestyle is not great. Dr. Joe, what do you think of the heart scan?
Oh, absolutely, it's a no-brainer. I've had mine done. I've had mine done twice now. I do my follow-ups like I'm supposed to. Yeah. Zero score.
I start to say, are you a zero?
I'm a zero, yes. I have no plaque anywhere. But the thing is that with cholesterol, it's not just the cholesterol floating around in the blood that's dangerous. It's the cholesterol stuck to the artery walls. So many times you can get your blood work done, and you come back and say, oh, my cholesterol levels are normal. Well, yeah, what's stuck to the artery walls, though? And that's what the virtual imaging scan checks for, which I feel is more important than just if floating around in the blood, it's not going to cause a whole lot of problem. Once it starts clogging up those arteries, that's when we start having a problem. And that's why the virtual imaging scan is absolutely a no-brainer.
And you need to keep having it checked. The first time is your baseline.
Right.
And then each year that you go, then you can start tracking what's going on.
Exactly.
Correct. We can change our lifestyle. We can change our eating habits. We can allow the body to actually heal the initial heart disease and get our numbers to go backwards. That's called regression.
Can your numbers go backwards?
Want me to handle that one?
Sure.
The answer is absolutely yes. And I work closely with the virtual imaging folks because if somebody has a finding, a score, many times they'll send them over to my office. I'll sit down with them and I'll say, listen, guys, what we need to do now is we got to change your lifestyle so we can get the body to heal. And so we'll do a nutritional workup. I'll check their digestive system. As a chiropractor, of course, I always check everyone's spine because the spine controls everything. And we work with the folks. And then I'll say, listen, let's do a program for maybe 3 months, 6 months. Let's get you eating right, maybe get you on some supplements. And let's go back and get a second scan. And so we can do the follow-ups and show the person that, yes, lifestyle is improving and you want to continue to monitor that. Just like you check your eyes, just like you check your blood pressure, it's a good idea to get the body scanned.
So the plaque that has attached itself to the walls,
yes,
is gone or is dissipating.
It starts to go away. Yeah, and I've been doing this. I've been in practice 33 years, and before even the scan existed, I would see plaquing on an x-ray. And I'll say to the patient, okay, listen, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do everything I say for 6 months. And then at the end of 6 months, let's see if I'm right. I don't think I've ever been wrong. If everyone really does what I say, you see the changes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is your health you're talking about. Nothing really matters in this world if your health is not good.
Yeah, no one on their deathbed ever said, you know, I wish I drank more. I wish I ate bad food. They all say, right. I wish I'd taken better care of myself. And we don't want it to be too late. And it's not too late. As long as you're above ground, there's things that we can do to hopefully start getting you better.
Right. And so that's where virtual imaging comes in because of the different scans that you guys have and the different options that are out there available. So you have the heart scan that goes from the neck down to about
the lung area.
The lung area, which has, it can pick up lung cancer.
Correct.
And it has.
Absolutely. That's one of the more common things that we find.
And we have, I think it was Joe Mendelson that picked up, lung cancer on him, stage one, I believe, and now he's free of lung cancer.
Let me talk a little bit about Joel for a second. We caught stage one lung cancer. He had no signs or symptoms. He came in to do a heart scan, and we picked up something in his lung in the millimeter size. It then grew to the centimeter size, which alerted our radiologist. It was that progression from millimeter to centimeter that caught our attention. Our radiologist wanted him to take the report to his doctor. Our report got insurance to pay for the biopsy.
Wow.
And more importantly, the biopsy turned out stage one.
Wow.
And because he caught it so early, he is now cured of
cancer. Cancer-free because he went in for a heart scan.
Correct.
For preventive heart scan. Okay, folks, if you have questions, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. So what are the other scans?
So we do what they call a virtual colonography, which is a non-invasive colonoscopy. Colon cancer is becoming more and more of an issue, even with younger people. And we really need to monitor the colon much closer than we currently are. I think colonoscopies are being done every 5 years now or something like
that.
So our virtual colonography is non-invasive, therefore it requires no anesthesia. But more importantly, it covers not just the colon, but the large and small intestine that are completely missed by colonoscopy. So it actually covers inside and out 12 feet of the colon area, where colonoscopies only see the inside of your colon.
Okay. So if you have had a colonoscopy before and have had polyps found, is this procedure something that you should consider?
You should consider it, but it's probably not the best alternative for you, because if we do see polyps that need to be removed, the only way to do that is with a colonoscopy. But if it is clean,
right.
It's right. A much better overall scan.
Now, what I love is the full body scan.
Yes.
Talk about that.
That is our most asked for scan once people come in for the heart scan and they can see that they can now do a full body scan. This allows you to monitor every internal organ from your neck down to your pelvic region and catch cancer at its earliest stage. when you catch cancer before you're reacting to outward signs or symptoms or pain, it's a lot easier to deal with and manage than when you're waiting for the signs and symptoms or pain. And that's what's unfortunately wrong with humanity, but also wrong with our medical industry, is they only want to start paying for these very expensive scans when we have signs or symptoms, and that's usually too late.
And we have a commercial running right now where I'm talking to Dan Gorby, who had zero symptoms, came in just for a heart scan because we were offering them to employees for free, and they found that he had significant heart calcification, and he went in and had, I think, 3 or 4 bypasses.
That's the thing, is typically signs of heart disease do not occur until the blood is restricted significantly, which is an indicator that there's probably an 80 or 90% blockage. But heart attacks occur when the actual plaque within the artery wall ruptures like a pimple. And if that rupture blocks the flow of blood 100%, say to the left anterior descending or widowmaker, it can be the last rupture that person will ever have. So many times the rupture doesn't block it 100%, but it blocks it 80 or 90%. And it's that restriction of blood flow that really gets us to the hospital.
Okay. We're talking about your heart health with the folks from Virtual Imaging, Roman Aloisi and our own Dr. Joe Esposito. And Dr. Joe has his show here on WSB tomorrow. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And we're going to take a break. Come right back with your calls right after this. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now, back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott. Oh, I love a deal, and do we have one going on right now? You're not going to believe this. If you call Virtual Imaging in the next week and mention my name, Belinda, say, Belinda told me to call, they're going to upgrade you to a heart and a lung scan for you and your spouse.
And it's no charge, right?
No charge.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, I have been endorsing these guys for years and years and years, and this is the best deal that they have ever given. So let me tell you again, if you call within the next week and say, Belinda told me to call, they're going to upgrade you to a heart and lung scan for you and your spouse. So, I mean, if you don't make that phone call.
And how can they reach you?
770-730-0119.
Or go to the website at virtualimagingatl.com.
It can't get any easier.
If you just Google virtual imaging, it comes up in Atlanta. That's how I always find the number.
I mean, next easiest thing is if we wheel that big machine to your house. I mean,
wouldn't that be nice and have muffins?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, let's go to the phone lines real quick and speak with Jeff in Roswell. Jeff, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good. Now, it says here you're having heart pains. I hope not.
No, so I have had some, but I did have a couple of questions. Number one, are just general heart pains something that you feel, something that you should worry about, or is that something like dehydration? But before I did that, I wanted to say, Belinda, I miss you, I miss Wariel, I miss Bortz. You guys were such a great threesome.
Oh, honey, thank
you.
You
guys were the best.
Every day I miss that show, you would not believe.
God.
But I talk to Neil every day.
Oh, you do?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you hook me up? Because I love that guy.
I'll tell him.
In fact, could you let him come speak to my son's graduation party or something like that? I need to set these kids straight.
I'll tell him.
Okay, so yeah, some minor chest pain, but really, I want to understand if the scan that you have is different than like the scan that you can go get at a hospital. I want to understand the difference between the full body scan and just like the calcium test.
Okay, I tell you what we're going to do. I don't want to rush you on this. I'm going to put you on hold, and when we come back, we're going to let the guys from Virtual Imaging and Dr. Joe Esposito answer that for you. So hold on. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Folks, it is time to give away the weekend prize pack. I have been drooling over this for 3 days. Okay. I sound like Rush Limbaugh, don't I?
Snurdly.
Okay, listen to this. A pair of tickets to see the legendary band Fleetwood Mac on March 3rd, 2019 at Phillips Arena featuring Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, along with newcomers Mike Campbell and Neil Finn. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but of course, you're going to receive that pair of tickets to see Fleetwood Mac. To caller number 3, Crystal, to 404-741-0750. No, I really want to go. 404-741-0750 will come away with that Fleetwood Mac pair of tickets from the weekend prize pack. God, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be fun? I know. They should give us tickets, right? Shouldn't they?
You know that song Landslide?
Yes.
That's my divorce theme.
Is it divorce theme? a lot of questions about that song. Is it about cocaine? Is it about her life? You know, no one really knows what it's about, so.
Okay. And so that was the voice of Dr. Joe. And Dr. Joe is a chiropractor here in the Atlanta area. And he works on a lot of people here at the radio station, including myself. And if people would like to get more information about you or book an appointment with you, How do we do that?
Well, my show's on tomorrow night, 7 to 9.
Yes.
So make sure you tune in. You can.
I love your show.
Thank you. We never get hate mail for my show. Even a boss, Pete, said one day, because we never get hate mail for you. I said, good, we like that. So if you want to learn how to get healthy, the website is drjoesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe. If you want to make an appointment, it's 844-44-DR-JOE, 844-44-DRJOE to make an appointment. But I have a podcast on my website, well over 1,000 hours of archived podcast videos. But yeah, we want to get you well and keep you well. That's what my show is all about, to naturally get you well and keep you well.
And we're going to help get you well and try to proactively keep your heart healthy with virtual imaging. And we have Roman Aloisi in the studio. And Roman, we are giving away, if you mention my name, Belinda, in the next week, you're going to get upgraded from a heart scan to a heart and lung scan for you and your spouse.
Yes, that's correct. And what we're really here to do is help people be truly proactive and preventative as it relates to not just heart disease, but cancer. Cancer is the number 2 cause of death. Why aren't we looking at our internal organs? So just to talk a little bit about Dr. Joe, what the root cause of all of these diseases are is inflammation. So people think that just because they have regular cholesterol and blood pressure that's within line, that they can't possibly have a heart attack. But they can. And the exact opposite is true. If you have high cholesterol and high blood pressure, you can still have low calcium scores. So it's not until you look inside the arteries that you really know what is going on. And that's why we can't continue to procrastinate with our health. We can't live in denial, because if we're waiting around for signs and symptoms, it's too late.
Okay, well, to book that appointment to see what's really going on inside and to book your appointment at Virtual Imaging, 770-730-0119. Okay, if you get a busy signal, keep trying.
All week.
Mention my name, Belinda. Okay, can we go back to the phone lines? Because I put Jeff on hold. Jeff was having heart pains, and he had some questions for us. So, Jeff, you're back on the line on WSB. How are you, baby?
I thought you had forgotten about me.
Heavens, no.
So, first and foremost, again, I would love to call up the wonderful veterans that we have. I just saw one walk away, and I wanted to say, what a wonderful guy he was.
Oh.
Anyway, so, yes, I'm trying to find out if minor heart pain discomfort is something symptomatic of something greater, or just kind of maybe you're a little dehydrated. Dr. E, maybe you could let me know.
Sure.
Should I go to a chiropractor?
Well, it depends what's causing the heart pain, of course, because it could be several things. Many times, if somebody has acid reflux or a heartburn, the stomach is pushing up against the diaphragm, and you can't really tell the difference between heart pain and the stomach issue. And if it's a stomach issue, many times in our offices, we just massage or we adjust or pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm.
I will tell you first off that I am not a skinny guy.
Okay, well, there you go. So it could be the stomach then. But that being said, it's a good idea to get the virtual scan as well, just to make sure that it's not anything more. And we were talking off air that people can have low calcium scores. You get your calcium tested, your blood test, and you say, yeah, it's normal, I'm fine. The cholesterol floating around in the blood is different than the cholesterol stuck to the artery walls. And the stuff stuck to the artery walls is really where the danger is. So you can have a normal blood level, and the virtual imaging scan will show things that you need to know about.
Exactly. I was very confused with big cholesterol that sticks and small cholesterol that doesn't.
Right.
I just didn't know. So
That's why the virtual imaging scan is so cool, because it can detect what's going on and define the inflammation.
Okay. One of the things that we detect early is our lesions that have opened up inside the membrane of the artery wall. Lesions are small little wounds or cracks that happen to all of us over time. It's just some people it happens in their 20s, and some people it doesn't happen until their 60s. But if you can catch heart disease at the lesion state, that lesion is what then lets the LDL cholesterol penetrate the lining of the wall. That starts the plaque formation, and then the body naturally releases calcium through our blood system to try and calcify the lesion or heal it. So the body is actively trying to heal our heart disease, and therefore the presence of calcium.
Yeah, it's like a scab almost. You have a little lesion, a little tear, and the body lays down a calcium plaque to kind of fill in that hole there. And the good news is that I work closely with virtual imaging. When patients come in, we look at their lifestyle, we look at their diet. Like you said, you're not a skinny fella. I used to be overweight, so I can talk about it. And we then get you on a dietary protocol to get the body to heal. And once the body starts to heal, then we can monitor the healing through further scans to monitor how well you're doing. And inevitably, when people do it, they seem to get better. If they don't, then I have to sit down with them again and say, okay, where are you cheating? Yeah, you're right, Dr. Joe. I still do the alcohol, the meat, the sugar, the dairy, the coffee, the soda, the artificial sweeteners, the cookies, the cakes, the donuts. And then we have to just kind of crack the whip again. And if people don't get it the first time, usually the second time, they start getting serious about it. And they go, yeah, you're right. I really need to do this.
So that's interesting you say that, because you look at someone like, rest in peace, Chris Farley, mm-hmm. who died a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And he was big and he was healthy. He was fairly healthy. There have been other guys that have been big and healthy. Is there not the equivalent of being big and healthy at the same time?
It's really I've never seen anyone. You don't get big if you're eating right. So if you're not eating right, you get big. Now, healthy is a general term. What do you mean by that? But if you're overweight, that puts stress on the body. Fat produces estrogen. Estrogen causes you to lay down fat, and estrogen causes abnormal cell growth on occasion. So if you're overweight, there's something wrong. I have trouble putting somebody overweight in a healthy category.
Okay, fair enough.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right, I'm going to turn that back over to Belinda then.
There we go. Back to Belinda.
Thank you, Jeff.
<I'm done. laughs>
Okay. All right. 44 minutes after 2 o'clock. And I want to remind you that Breaking Chews is coming up next after this segment. And we've got just a few minutes left, and we want to make sure that people get that phone number down, because I can't believe this wonderful gift that you're giving people of peace of mind and possibly saving their life if they call 770-730-0119. Mention my name, Belinda, and the next week you will get upgraded from a heart scan to a heart and lung scan for you and your spouse. Please, for the love of all that's holy, take advantage of that. And then Dr. Joe is such a plethora of health and nutrition information. You know, I'm to the point with you that you make me feel guilty when I'm doing something wrong.
Good. I my little devil on your shoulder, or angel on your shoulder. I'm not sure which one. Saying, Belinda, don't do that.
I know. Yes. So it's not that I haven't totally changed, but I feel real bad about it.
Good. Guilt is a good motivator. Yes.
So that's where we are in this. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines and speak with Stan. Stan, you're in Lawrenceville. How are you today?
Quiet. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. How can we help you?
I'm sorry you heard that other word.
My wife was giving me grief.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know the drill. Dr. Joe, and virtual imaging question. I planning to come make an appointment with Dr. Joe, but also TRICARE insurance question is what I had reference to.
For virtual imaging or for me?
Both.
Okay. TRICARE at this point doesn't cover chiropractic, unfortunately, but we are working toward that. There's a big movement out there to try to get it covered, so we're working very diligent toward that. But we do work with folks without insurance, and treatment in my office for what you're getting is extremely affordable. So I wouldn't – many times folks have insurance with $6,000, $8,000 deductibles. It doesn't matter if you have insurance or not, and most people find that the value is – they're more than willing to pay for it when they get the value coming in our offices.
Well, good, because I've been doing these neck and back injections for arthritis and lower back pain, and
sure.
I'm going to have to get one more done soon, and I thought I would make an appointment to come see you and get started on your program.
Yeah, we want to get to the cause of the problem, not just treat the symptoms, which is what virtual imaging does. We find that there's an issue, and then we can find out what the cause is, and we work together. So,
excellent. Well, it's all military-related work. In the military, so we'll get in there and get seen by you, and then get that promotional deal with the virtual imaging.
Excellent.
Soon.
Look Excellent. Forward to seeing you.
Okay, thank you so much. We are running
thank
out.
You so much.
Okay, thank you, and I hope that you get your second injection helps so much on those neck pains. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We've been speaking with virtual imaging here on Atlanta Living. I'd like to thank Roman Aloisi and Dr. Joe for being in the studio. And so I want you to call 770-730-0119.
I just want to leave with saying there's four leading causes of death. Heart disease is number one, cancer is number two, procrastination is number three, and denial is number four. We're all human. We procrastinate with our health and we're in denial. So please give us a call and at least get a baseline to see where you're at.
Okay. Thank you so much. Breaking Chews is coming up next. Stay tuned.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Hey, welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. Do I have this right? You actually went OTP?
Yeah, yes. If there's a challenge a guy like me has who lives inside 285, it's, you know, going out of my in-town comfort zone. And but the suburbs are rocking right now. There's a lot of good stuff happening. And the one today I want to talk about is out in Johns Creek. There is a stunning new restaurant. It's bold. It's unique. It's simply spectacular. It's called Ari Korean Steakhouse. And it's up on Medlock Bridge Road. It's a little past the Atlanta Athletic Club. This is a surprisingly stylish restaurant, and it's all centered around the art of Korean barbecue. So this is where you actually can cook, you know, marinated meats and vegetables right at your table.
Fun.
There's a little gas grill built into the table itself. So you just get a booth and you get cooking. There's, you know, thinly sliced beef brisket. They have pork belly. You could do spicy squid. They have chicken. And these are just some of the meats that you can cook up. And then they put out a slew of these complimentary little side dishes, little pickled kimchi, and they have pickled cucumbers, all these colorful little add-ons there. Now, if you're adventurous, you can do traditional Korean barbecue like beef tongue or pork jowl or even some cow intestines.
That doesn't really tickle my fancy.
Okay. but if you have a really big appetite, you can also do all-you-can-eat meats. Like, so at lunch, there's $18.99 all-you-can-eat. Dinner is $35 if you want to, you know, go that way. And if you're not feeling like barbecue, they have ramen noodle dishes and savory Korean stew dishes, stir fries, and even a few Korean versions of hamburgers. So these are authentic Korean dishes, but they're modern and beautiful. It's a clean place. They also have an elegant bar area. They have craft cocktails, Korean cocktails made with these Korean spirits, as well as some Korean wines. And if that isn't enough, they have a little bakery there called the Cake Shop that churns out these Instagram-worthy cakes and pastries. There's also a rainbow of macarons. So I think a lot of people who might be intimidated by Korean barbecue, the kind that's out on Buford Highway, right, they will love Ari Korean Steakhouse. It's welcoming and it's spectacular. And you know what? It makes someone like me who lives inside the perimeter just dying to go back out OTP. So
it's worth it, huh?
So check this out. It's up at belindaskelton.com. I got some photos and links.
And where can we find you during the week?
You can find me. My website is Bites and Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S .net. Follow me on social media at Bites and Sites.
All right. We'll check in with you next week. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.